This article is entitled, From Words to Action, Congregation Joins the Truth and Healing Movement. It's written by Isabel Redamos, is the publication manager for the National Association of Women Lawyers, a member of St. Andrew Lutheran Church in San Diego, California. In April, ELCA presiding Bishop Elizabeth Eaton launched the Truth and Healing Movement to increase the church's understanding of the impacts of colonization on indigenous people in the past and present generations. Living Lutheran reached out to Richard Magnus, pastor of Edina Community Lutheran Church, to hear how this congregation's work with the movement has affected members and the community. Living Lutheran asks, "Could you tell me a little bit about yourself?" Magnus said, "My second call was to an urban campus ministry in Boulder and at the Araya Higher Education Center in Denver. In that role, I was invited to serve on the National Indian Lutheran Board, that's NILB, from 1979 to 81, as one of three Blue Eyes on the board. And while in Denver, I served as mission director for the Rocky Mountain Synod. And in that capacity, supported Reverend Dr. George Tinker in forming the Four Winds American Indian Survival Project. In 1997, I was called as executive director of the ELCA Division for Outreach. In that capacity, I worked with pastors Marlene White Rabbit Helgamo, former pastor of All Nations Indian Lutheran Church, and Gordon Straw, director of the ELCA Indian Desk, they're both deceased now, to form the Indigenous Institute, which trained 20 ELCA leaders in a better understanding of Native Americans. In retirement, I was invited to serve on the ELCA Repudiation of the Doctrine of Discovery Task Force, where I continue to serve on the leadership team. Could you tell me about the ECLC? ECLC has always had a concern for justice. In 1973, ECLC supported members of the American Indian Movement with meals in their Wounded Knee trial. Youth groups have traveled to the Pine Ridge Reservation. In a current capital campaign to reduce debt, 1/10 of all contributions are given to community partners. One of those recipients is the Indian Land Tenure Foundation. Members accompanied Pastor Helgamo to Standing Rock Indian Reservation to protest Enbridge Line 3 pipeline at least twice. We ask, why did ECLC decide to engage with the Truth and Healing Movement? He answers, the 2016 Churchwide Assembly passed the Repudiation of the Doctrine of Discovery. Some members paid attention to that action. The trips to Standing Rock followed. Then in 2020, the ELCA Church Council adopted the Declaration to American Indian and Alaska Native People, which I brought to the ECLC. In October of 2021, 8 members under the leadership of Pastor Helgamo visited the Lower Sioux Agency, the Mille Lacs Band, and the Shakopee Mdewakanton Sioux community. Those visits were a great stimulus for more action. In 2021, the Indigenous Rights Group was formed, and it has many educational experiences for the congregation, including sacred sites tours in the Twin Cities, educational forums on the Doctrine of Discovery, conversations with Vance Black Fox, Director for Indigenous Ministry and Tribal Relations, and more. The group prepared a land acknowledgement that is used in the bulletin every Sunday and is encouraged to be used at the beginning of committee meetings. In initial planning for ECLC's 75th anniversary, the theme chosen was Sacred Ground. The steady portion of the celebration in September through mid-November will focus on the fact that we are on Dakota land and encourage the congregation to ask what that means and how it should inform our relations with Native nations, hopefully as strong advocates for justice for Native nations. The Truth and Healing Movement encouraged the congregation to dig deeper. We ask, how has work with the movement impacted the congregation? He says there is increasing interest in learning the history of settler takeover of Native land, to understand the history of as having an ongoing effect of Native people, and to ask what is called for from us to address current injustices. The congregation had as many as 60 screens when offering Zooms on the Doctrine of Discovery, the ELCA Declaration, and the Conversations with Vance. 27 members traveled to the Lower Sioux Agency on June 17th to learn from Reverend John Robertson, a retired Episcopal priest who now works as a cultural interpreter in the Lower Sioux Museum. Upcoming plans include attendance at the Shakopee Sioux Community Powwow and sacred sites led by Reverend Jim Bear Jacobs of the Minnesota Council of Churches. There will also be several sessions directed related to resources providing for the Truth and Healing Movement during the anniversary celebration time. Use of the land acknowledgement statement also deepens the understanding of members and calls them to action. We ask, what should congregations consider before they engage in this movement? He says, ask yourselves, why are you considering joining the Truth and Healing Movement? Ask whether you're willing to be changed by what you'll learn in the process. Find Native organizations and people who can be your guides and informers, remembering that leadership must come from those communities and people, but the work of learning will need to come from you. Take the leap. There is so much to learn, so much to gain, as you see the connectedness and begin to move beyond the myths to be fed by the gifts of the reality in the Native world these days.